Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Calvin, A-N-G-E-L-A-C-A-L-V-I-N, date of service 3/12/2025, date of birth 10/1/1969, date of accident 12/26/2024. The patient Angela Calvin is here for a follow-up evaluation today on 3/12/2025. She alleges pain in the head around 7 to 10 on the left side of the head, pain in the left side of the neck, 9 to 10. Lower back pain is reported 8 to 9. She reports that her foot is still numb and painful, and her left hand is also numb and painful, with numbness and tingling of all the fingers and all the toes. She reports the pain in the left, in the lower back is going across and is affecting her left buttock at this time. The pain is not reported to be shooting down the entire leg anymore, and the radiation of pain to the left arm is also less often. The spasm of the left neck is now improving, although the pain is still quite severe. She also reports a severe pain in the upper part of the back on the left side. Overall pains are between 6 to 8, and ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports 70% relief with all the treatments, injections, physical therapy that has begun now. She's getting massage therapy. Please give me the records for ADL, for system review, for additional issues, and for substance abuse as well as compliance history. She is provided with Tylenol codeine for pain relief. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 116/86, pulse is 102, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 2/11/2025, dictation number 0314-002. The plan is to continue the physical therapy 3 times a week, with traction and massage, continue the work disability, household replacement and transportation. She is complaining of extreme dizziness, and antibiotic 25 milligram has been provided. And for severe headaches that are not controlled by Furoset, migraine all nasal spray has been provided, 1 spray PRN. Her medications are provided from in-house pharmacy, Mobic 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect with food, Lexarel 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4/102 PRN for pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief. Zoloft is provided 50 milligram in the evening for anxiety, panic relief. As patient is complaining of severe anxiety, Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Furoset are provided for headache relief, PRN 102. Dendrosin lotion is provided with a topical pain relief. She reports improvement and will continue conservative treatment. Her MRIs are now available, and they have been discussed with the patient. The MRI of the brain reports a normally appearing brain MRI with no issues in neuroquant. It's been informed that her injury to the brain will be minimal and symptoms will improve rapidly. Cervical spine MRI shows a bulging disc at C5-6, abating C6 nerve, and at bulging disc C6-C7, abating C7 nerve root. There is a disc herniation at C7 and T1, affecting the left C8 nerve root. She was advised all the options, including cervical epidural injections, time 2, and a possible spinal cord stimulation device at a later date if no response. She has a tear in the no tear of the LR or transverse ligament, or all the bones are okay. Facet hypertrophy is reported from C3-4 to C6-7. Patient was advised about this issue related to the automobile accident and a second cause of pain and numbness and tingling that she has been reporting is possible, for which a separate injection to the facet joints will be required. Lumbar spine MRI shows a disc bulge at L4, L5, affecting both the L4 and L5 nerve root, and a mild to moderate L3-4 to L5-S1 facetal ligamentous hypertrophy that has been discussed with the patient, for which a P2-4 epidural injection in the lumbar spine will be advised after 90 days of physical therapy if no relief, as well as possible facet joint injection to the L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 bilaterally in case the pain continues despite the epidural injection. She's continuing a counseling with the traumatic brain injury, but no more investigation is needed for her. She's quite stable otherwise, and no procedure was done otherwise today. Thank you.